Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This is Jason David Frank, Tommy the Green Ranger, and you are listening to the Command Center.
I can't believe that Tommy's the Green Ranger. There's got to be a mistake.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast. I am one of your hosts, T2N Mike, and joining me is Scotty Cash. Hello.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Not much. I guess we're just going to go alone, huh? No Spada.
Yeah, I think something... he went looking for something under the sea and never surfaced again, because I think it ate him for lunch. Yeah, Spada, it's funny. We were supposed to record this last week when you weren't available, and now we're recording it when Spada's not available, and oh boy. We are here to cap off the epic five-parter Green with Evil from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 1. Just to give people some behind-the-scenes stuff, through all the commentaries that I would like us to do... I actually added all the dates up. The entire run out of commentaries for MMPR is going to take us through 2016.
That's just ridiculous. We don't need to do all that.
No, I know. I know.
I don't know. We need to figure out what kind of feedback we get back when we play a couple of these episodes. Because if no one's even enjoying them, there's no sense in doing it. You know what I mean?
I've heard from several people that they are enjoying them. But it's not like a mass hysteria so far. But yeah, no, I agree. I mean, even if we just do through season two, at least through like White Light and all that. And I know there were several people that asked if we were going to do a movie commentary. We would if I still had a physical copy of the movie, because it's no longer on Netflix for some stupid reason.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of silly.
Yeah. Netflix can be silly, very, very much so. So, this is the finale episode for Green with Evil, and this is where all the action happens.
All the stuff that we thought happened in episode 4 actually happens now.
Yep. I remember watching this as a kid and just... Because as a 13, 14-year-old kid, I was still into dinosaurs. Now, you know, 20-some-odd years later... I don't care.
Right.
I don't care that there's going to be a new Jurassic Park. The last two sucked. So I've just lost all love for dinosaurs unless they're Cybertronian and transform, honestly.
Yep.
but I remember as a kid just, oh my God, Dragonzord. It was a dragon and a dinosaur all in one, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And everybody... and their brother wanted that dragon dagger. Everybody wanted a working dragon dagger. To hell with that sort of darkness crap. That was a lame-ass weapon compared to the dragon dagger.
It took me forever to find that dragon dagger, and I actually found it at a Kmart in the return bin. Actually, it was Ventures. It wasn't even Kmart yet. I found it at Ventures, and somebody had just returned it, and I was like, I want that. And they're like, well, it's open. And I'm like, I don't care. A open dragon dagger, you know. I mean, it ain't like I got a discount or anything, but that was the only one I ever seen.
Wow, yeah, those things were going like hotcakes back in the day. All right, so without any further ado, I think you're gonna hear the standard that we have for the Jason David Frank episodes. You'll hear that. You'll hear the Morphin call, and then we'll get into the commentary after this.
I am Rita's evil Green Ranger, and my Empress tells me that this is Green with Envy, Part 5.
We are live.
Yes.
Oh, man. Dun, 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 dun. I wonder why they chose a chick over a dude like they had in the Sentai version for a guy. Just because it was a color yellow and they wanted for more chicks, I wonder, or what?
I'm not sure, but I mean, this essentially started the standard of 3 males, 2 females for the standard 5, and then as the 6th one would come in, it's basically 4-on-2. So the Green Ranger is revealed, and he looks like a zombie!
Well, Pink Ranger. Like, you sure that this guy wearing all green is, and been a super dickhead to us lately is this bad guy? You're sure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't give up. You have to break Rita's spell. I wish Rita rode that bike more, dude.
Yeah.
It was a little bit... I like it. It was a little bit more sketchy, dude. It's a little bit more scarier.
Mm.
She's a homebody.
Why are they all drinking blood?
There's my boy. Mm-hmm. Gotta always have a plan B. What's plan B, Mike?
I don't know. Throw Alpha towards the screen.
Thank God they got footage of her.
Mm-hmm.
News Channel 20 with their super highly tech state-of-the-art camera, you know.
No, seriously? Angel Grove has absolutely no police or military. I mean, I know it's a kid's show and all that, but, like, if the existence of aliens was revealed, the world would be going into a mass panic.
Especially giant aliens that are destroying towns.
Yeah. I'm Bulk. I'm going to put my finger in my tooth so I have an idea.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right over there. Here's my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
She's so shocked by it. Well, Pink Ranger. What? What? Say what? Oh, sketchy.
You know, the more and more I think about the original seasons, he was 20 years old when he did this.
Was he really?
Yes.
I've done the math. I've looked it up. Everything else. He was 20 years old, and he does not look like a 20-year-old in this. At the same time, he doesn't look like he's 14, 15 either, so...
At this moment in time right now is when I was heartbroken, because I was hoping that this thing was going to be a good guy. Because I've told the story before, I bought the Dragon Zord and Tommy before they were even on TVs, because I assumed it was going to be the new good guy Rangers. And then when they went bad, I was just so mad. I was like, I should just break these things.
I'm just waiting for him to pick up the stripe. Oh, I love that shot with the tail.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for him to pick up this stripe thing and bite into it.
It's coming up.
I know. Yeah, right here. That's a cool effect right there.
Yep.
I think the only thing that bugs me about Green Ranger and Dragonzord is he never actually went inside of
it. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. You know why? Because I like that.
I like it, but it's just like, I don't know.
He did it, Mike.
Well, at least Alpha 5 isn't as bad as Alpha 6 or Alpha 7.
Well, yeah. We can all... Yeah.
Yeah.
His eyes were glowing. Oh, I'm not messing with that dude.
Between Jason and Billy, they both have different parts of Donald Trump's comb over.
They do, dude. Maybe Donald used to watch us. He's like, you know what I need? Both of those hairdos.
Yep.
Like, you would think if you know, those buildings, let's say those buildings are, you know, they're probably bigger than most malls. So if Goldar is that much taller than those buildings and he's destroying all of that, you would probably think no matter where you're at in Angel Grove, you could hear that.
Mm.
Or Dragon's already eating the giant candy cane. You should be able to hear that.
Yep. See... Tommy's shield and his costume looked better here on the show than the actual toy. I remember having the toy, and I was like, this is not show, isn't... Because on the toy, it's more faded. It's not as pronounced as his shield as it is on the show. It's, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like, see all the design... pronunciations on the triangle of his shield.
Gotcha.
On the toy, it was more... It wasn't faded, but it wasn't that... It wasn't as sharp. It was almost like it was blurry, I guess you could say. I don't know. It's just a little nitpick about the toys.
When I went to Chicago and Jason David Frank was there,
mm-hmm.
Everybody and their mom had that ringtone.
The Dragon Dagger.
Off 100 times. Like, look, dude, we know you guys are Power Ranger fans. Are you with me in the room? Because everything kept going, oh, is that mine? Is that mine? Is that mine?
There is such a thing as vibrate or mute, people.
Well, everybody had to have it on so they could. Everybody could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, FYI, I had that ringtone back when I still had a flip phone. I said, look, dude, we can't even get close to this man, and you're giving us orders.
My crotch is glowing. All of our crotches are glowing.
And now we're all dead.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I wonder what kind of sets those actually were. Like the insides of the cockpits?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that would be kind
of
cool.
This number five of this series is might want to be one of my favorite episodes of all time.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Even though we don't get Tommy on our side until the end, you know, it's still like we get their swords back. There's a good fight, a couple fight scenes. Oh, yeah, take that.
I always love that sound effect of the missiles loading into his fist. I don't know why.
There you go, dude. Jordan.
Yep.
I'm getting caught in the moment. I'm not even saying anything. I'm just watching this. So the people at home are probably like, wow, this is a waste of time. I love this effing scene.
Yeah. I always knew from the very first moment Dragonzord appeared at some point, if he ever went to the good side at the time, that these two were going to combine, because he has those side things that really do nothing on him. Those orangish-yellow shoulder pads on Dragonzord.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that has to do something else.
Whoop him.
Looks like he's picking up a sumo wrestler.
That's right. Power sword. They didn't have to call for it. It was already there.
Yep. Doesn't he chomp on it?
Pretty sure he whoops his butt.
No, I know. Maybe it's the candy cane thingamajig looking thing from earlier that I'm thinking of, but I could have sworn at some point he bit the power sword in half.
Yeah, this is where they're pretty sure they jump out here and fight.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the Sentai version he kills him. I don't remember if he kills him here. No, he doesn't kill him here. But he dies later on, shortly after this.
Well, it's a good thing that didn't happen in the American version.
Yeah.
Or else we would never get the most famous character ever.
Boom, 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 boom!
The effects are so well done.
I really like how other people can wear his power shield.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Much, much later.
Ah! That's awesome. It could have been a little bit more dramatic, I think.
I think for us as 13-year-olds, it was dramatic enough.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, going back and looking at it now, it could have been a little more dramatic for adults, but...
But listen, just so you know, you're going to have a lot of trouble with losing your powers, and you're probably almost going to die a few times. Are you okay with that? Yeah, that's fine. He didn't take much convincing.
No, not at all.
You destroyed our city. You want to be on our team? Sure.
You destroyed our command center. Please, come be on our team.
Well, Alpha's happy because he don't have to put the stupid discs in his back anymore.
Yeah. You know, I just noticed in that morphing sequence that Zack's morph background is purple instead of black.
Probably be, never mind.
What?
I was going to say, probably because you would be able to see him. He'd just blend in, but he's not that dark, I guess. Love that scene.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I kind of like how the Dragon Zord was powerful as a villain, but he's more powerful as a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. This is so awesome.
I agree. I like his face. His face is BA. Boom! It's got those Oakley-looking glasses things. This whole thing is just... The schniz it.
Yeah. It's a dragon staff.
I don't ever really like that, to be honest. I don't know. I just never care. I don't care for staff weapons, period. Mm. He's bad.
So when did Goldar lose his wings?
Well, they're on and off throughout the entire
thing. I know.
That's right. Leader capabilities by searching for me on that computer. Nothing screams leader like button mashing like he's playing Street Fighter.
That is so true.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, new chapter has begun. The Red Ranger and Green Ranger actually hate each other in real life now.
Yep. What a splendid way to spend Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that's the end of the commentary. We will be back after this with final thoughts.
Tommy, I know. I know you're the Green Ranger.
Well then, Pink Ranger, you should also know that you and the other Power Rangers will soon be destroyed.
Let us help you. We can break Rita's spell.
Rita is my empress. She will soon rule the world.
Tommy, please let us help you.
You have been warned.
Dragon Zord! All this will belong to Empress Rita once I and my Zord put down the Power Rangers forever!
There you go, folks. That's it. Green with Evil, all five parts in 5 days here on From the Command Center in October 2013. Celebrating 20 years of Power Rangers, and man, was that an epic episode.
It was a great ending to a great series.
Yeah, it was. And like Scotty said, you know, the Red and Green Rangers consistently fight over the next 2.5 seasons after this. So it seems like between the two characters, not really speaking about the actors at all, but between Jason and Tommy, it's like they have two extremely different styles, where Tommy is serious yet very laid back, and Jason is pretty much to the point serious, where he's got that power sword stuck up his butt. I mean, I like Jason in certain aspects. I really like him when he comes back in Zeo. But overall, Tommy is the superior leader.
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, and before he's not really the leader until.
Jason and them leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Green with Evil was simply awesome. It was awesome back then. It's awesome now. Sure, there are little nitpicks and stuff like that, but this last episode was action-packed. It had Dragon Zord. It had the Dragon Dagger. It was really awesome going back watching these.
Yep, I agree. That's probably going to be our problem, though, is watching these episodes instead of doing commentary on them. You know what I mean? We're going to get carried away with some of our favorite episodes, just like going back to our childhoods, being like little kids.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you for joining us here on From the Command Center. There's always get in contact with us. We'll leave feedback for the show. You can visit the network websites, geekcastradio.com and popculturenetwork.com. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Thank you to everyone who has left feedback in iTunes. Follow us on Twitter. Mine is TF2 and Mike. You can also follow at PopCultureNet for them and at Geekcast Radio for us. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. You can also search up Pop Culture Network over there. You can find PCN on YouTube. It's youtube.com/PopCultureNetwork. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode from the Command Center and wish you'll join us next time when we will be commenting on MMPR Season 1, Calamity Kimberly. I remember seeing this rerun so many times after it originally aired. When Power Rangers hit syndication, or when it hits like reruns in syndication, they would show this over and over and over. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Scotty Cash.
Thank you for listening. May the power protect you.
We missed you, Zordon.
Morale around here was pretty low without you.
The fact remains that even as you faced your greatest danger, with all the odds stacked against you, you carried on like true superheroes and persevered.
We really owe a lot to Alpha.
Alpha, you displayed exemplary leadership capabilities in my absence. I am very proud of you.
Oh, well, shucks.
And now I welcome our newest ranger. Now that you are a true Power Ranger, Tommy, you must follow 3 basic rules or lose the protection of the power. First, never use your power for personal gain. Second, never escalate a battle unless Rita forces you. And finally, keep your identity secret. No one may know you are a Power Ranger.
Count on me, Zordon. 100%. Here, I made you a communicator.
Oh, thanks, man.
You're one of us now. Welcome aboard.
A new chapter has begun, Rangers. Let the power protect you.